It's time for the Podcateer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podcateer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Hello, my Podcateer buddies. Welcome to episode 18 of the Podcateer Podcast. I've got a lot of cool audio for you today. I've got an audio track I recorded out at Tomorrowland of Scott Bruce, the Elvis impersonator. I've got an entire performance of him. He does four performances out there, and I've got one of the four. It runs about 10 or 15 minutes. It's definitely worth listening to. He does a great job. And just picture Elvis in your head when you hear him singing, because he looks quite a bit like Elvis. He's got the whitest teeth you ever saw in your life. Get a chance, get on the internet, look him up, scottbruce.com with one T in Scott. And with no T's in Bruce. And I've also got an audio file that I picked up on YouTube of Phil Harris, who played Baloo in Jungle Book, sang Bare Necessities. And I've also got Scatman Crothers in the same audio file, and he performed the song Everybody Wants to Be a Cat from the Aristocats. And that's pretty cool. You listen to that, the audio quality's not that great, but it's pretty good. It's not stereo, it's mono, but it's worth listening to, I think. But the first thing that I've got for you tonight is the binaural audio from the fireworks show at Mickey's Halloween Party. And in case you're not aware of this, they have a special Halloween fireworks display that you can only see if you pay to get into the Halloween party. Now, the very first year they did this, they showed it all week long for like about a month and a half. So anybody that went to Disneyland, even if it wasn't for the party, you got to see the fireworks. But now, only the people that pay to get in to see the Mickey's Halloween party get to see the fireworks. And I'm not real thrilled about that, but I can understand it. They're trying to get people to pay to get into the party. And to be totally honest with you, there's really not enough else going on without the fireworks to make it worth paying, you know, 50 or 60 bucks to get into the party. I mean, it's all right. If you've got kids, I guess it's not too bad. But for an adult, it's not a good enough party. If I'm going to pay that kind of money, I think I'd want a little bit more for my money. But it was fun. I've done it the last 2 years, so I may keep going. Who knows? Okay, well, now I think I've rattled on long enough. I'm going to play the audio from the fireworks show. So here we go with that. Thank you.
time to celebrate the season of tricks and treats. The sights, the sounds. Ooh, and what's this, you ask? Well, let me show you. We'll call out the spirits to socialize. After all, my friends, this is Halloween.
Right, Doctor.
Come on.
scream. I know you're all just dying to come back and celebrate with us again. Happy Halloween, everybody!
Have just won back-to-back world championships. What could you possibly want to do next?
Going to Disneyland! Yeah!
Give the public everything you can give them. Keep the place as clean as you can keep it. Keep it friendly. You know, make it a real fun place to be. I think they're convinced, and I think that'll hang on after, after Disney.
Now on DVD for the first time ever, Pooh's Halloween Collection, Winnie the Pooh, Frankenpooh, and Spookable Pooh.
My favorite.
It's two Halloween classics.
Sure looks like fun.
Both on one fun-filled DVD with extra tricks and treats.
Shall I go on?
Let's get busy and find some fun.
Including a game and a sing-along song.
I want to scare myself and everyone else. The thrilly and chilly old Willy's ride.
It's the ultimate Pooh Halloween experience for your family. And it's all on one gigantic DVD.
Quadruply as big.
Bring home Pooh's Halloween Collection. Winnie the Pooh, Frankenpooh, and Spookable Pooh. Two videos on one DVD. Now available.
Now that's what I call a night to remember.
And now, my friends, here's Elvis, live from Tomorrowland Terrace. Well, actually, it's Scott Bruce, but it sounds like Elvis. Here we go.
Attention, Tomorrowland Terrace. We commence in T-minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. And now, a tribute to Elvis, New Year's, starring Scott Bruce.
Yeah!
Until the end of the song, and then you clap, but clap politely, but sort of like you're at one of them golf tournaments. Well, I guess I hear some of you giggling. You think that's funny, huh? Well, we think that's kind of funny too, and we hope that won't happen tonight. Friends, the spirit of rock and roll grabs a hold of you tonight, and you want to scream a little bit. Let's hear you scream. Maybe you want to get up and dance, or even better, maybe you want to do all those things at the same time. Well, friends, we hope you will, because that's what you do at a rock and roll show. And this is a rock and roll show. We'd like to take you back to 1956, when everything started for the King at RCA Records. So it's called Heartbreak Hotel. Well, since my baby left me, I'm finding a new place to dwell. Well, it's at the end of Lone Street, that's Heartbreak Hotel. I'm being so lonely, baby. I'm being so lonely. Well, I'm so lonely. Well, now it's always crying. You're sitting by some room. Just
I need you to snap your finger just like this. I hope you noticed that I said I need your help. I mean, I need your help, not your help. I need your help. There's a big difference. Everybody snapping their fingers? I know it's cooling down a little bit, but the spirit of rock and roll is going to keep us warm. Doing things like snapping fingers and clapping our hands, that's what's going to help. Yeah. Everybody do it? How about way in the back? Well, I see some double finger snapping going on. Reuben, how about you? Rebecca?
Sam?
Christian, everybody? Okay.
Shake. sit right down and cry.
Right down and cry over you. I sit 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 right down and
joining us at Tomorrowland Terrace. We'll orbit back with more music at 7:45.
Well, Podketeers, Elvis has left the building. Hope you enjoyed that. He sure puts on a great show. If you ever get a chance to see Scott Bruce perform, it's definitely something you should put your money into, because he's a great Elvis impersonator. He performs all over the country, and he's at Disneyland at least 6 or 7 times a year. It's Scott Bruce. He has a website, scottbruce.com, and Scott only has one T. So definitely check that out. Now, next up, I've got the Phil Harris and Scatman Carruthers audio that they did from a show back in 1978. It was some kind of variety show that they were on together. Phil Harris, as I said before, did the Baloo voice in Jungle Book and sang Bare Necessities, and Scatman Carruthers sang Everybody Wants to Be a Cat from the Aristocats. And here's on with that.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I'm very happy, because I'm going to meet an old buddy of mine right here in a few minutes. We is going to have what they call a reunion, a revival. Scatman Carruthers. You know, old Scat and I, we did a movie together for Disney called Aristocats a few years back. Here he comes.
My main man, Phil Harris.
Give me a pat, Scat.
Yeah.
Just talking about you. Sit down. All I'm right. Talking about how beautiful it was when we worked together in Aristocats, you know?
Never will forget it, Phil. Yeah. You know something else?
What?
I won't forget that you were there before me.
What are you talking about?
In Jungle Book.
Oh, Jungle Book. That was like a father to me, man. That was good to me, yeah.
You played the part of that old
Baloo.
That's you?
That's me, yeah.
Baloo, would you do a few bars of Necessity for Winds?
Delighted. You got strings on that thing?
Yeah, on the other side.
Look at that. I thought maybe you'd have gone into wood carving or something. Look for the bare necessities. No simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean those bare necessities that Mother Nature brings to these. It's just the bare necessities. See, beaver do. Memories, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to test your memory.
All right.
Do you remember the top tune in Aristocats?
Constantly.
You mean morning, night, and noon?
Everybody wants to be a cat.
You right.
Because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
Smart cat.
Everybody's picking up on the feline beat.
Who loved them felines?
Everything else is obsolete.
Reet.
Beware of a square.
If he offers to share his milk to sip. Zeba-da-bop, bop, bobby.
Now if it hasn't been tried,
we suggest you provide your own catnip.
Sip-it-bop-bop,
sip-it, zeba-fee-da.
Some corny birds who try to sing.
Yeah,
but still
the cat's the only cat who knows how to swing.
A pair between two friendly furs may
be old hat. Cause everybody's got to be a cat.
Take it away, cats.
Watch him, cats. Watch him. Duchess.
Yes, let's swing it, Thomas. Groovy, Mama, groovy.
Blow it, small fry, blow it.
Everybody, everybody, everybody,
Well, Podketeers, that just about does it for tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. We put a lot of audio out here tonight. This is one of the longest, if not the longest, Podketeer episodes. And I've got so much more stuff that I wanted to fit in here, but I don't want the episode to be any longer than this, so we'll have to use it next week. Got some more Halloween stuff, although, to be honest with you, I was kind of running out of Halloween stuff, and I wanted, if I'm going to have Halloween audio, I wanted to have some left over for the show closer to Halloween, so that's why I didn't play an entire Halloween episode. So we're going to get some pretty cool Halloween stuff that I saved for next week's show. So I hope you, as I said, hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll come out here and join us next week. Because if it wasn't for you listening, I wouldn't be doing it. And I noticed that I have a listener in Poland. And I'm overjoyed. I'm kind of puzzled as to exactly how you listen to us, but you must understand English or just like the audio. So welcome to the show, and I hope you stay with us and tell all your buddies about us. So y'all take care, and you have a magical Disney week.
Podketeer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podketeer.com. The great caricature artwork on the Podketeer website was created by Disneyland artist Catherine Clark. You may email her at portraitsandcaricatures@yahoo.com. Her blog is located at www.myspace.com/Clark_art.
I'd just like to take a moment to again thank my friend Rick Moyer at MoyerMultimedia.com for taking the time to put together the theme song to the Podketeer podcast. If you need any voiceover work, or you need any kind of a theme song or music put together for a presentation or for your company or for a podcast, you look Rick up. He could not be more helpful. His name is Rick Moyer, and the name of his website is MoyerMultimedia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh?
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
Huh? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you.
M-O-U-S-E.
Home.
For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.